You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Put on your dancing shoes, bitch. Because we've got a party to go to tonight.
Clubbing in the Time of Cholera by Baby Zionov. Kia ora, Baby Zionov. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good.
It's nice to be able to chat to you. We are actually talking about a party that is happening tomorrow night, despite the pandemic, and that is on Zoom. It's called Lip Gloss, and it's hosted by PWB, or Princess Worm Baby, which is yourself, Princess Richard, and DJ Mealy Worm, who throw very good parties, usually IRL, in the club. But you have been taking us to the club online in recent times. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what Lip Gloss is all about?
So Lip Gloss is basically a series of club nights we've been doing. We were doing them in real life for a little while, of just kind of silly dance music, basically. Like that's what Princess Worm Baby is, just silly, gay, really fun, hectic dance music that translates pretty, like, really surprisingly well to like a Zoom show right now.
Yeah, I went to the last one and I was so, like, pleasantly surprised by how much it actually did fill that missing being in the club and seeing your friends thing, because I've been to Zoom parties before and they are actually always fun, but in quite a specific way. But this one really felt like almost as good as actually being in that space with other people. Why do you think it translates so well?
I think part of it is, I was talking with DJ Mealy Worm about this yesterday, is that we inject a little bit of comedy into the sets, which helps, 'cause, and Because there's no pressure to... There's not, like, you can kind of enjoy them even without dancing, because we do a lot of, like, visual bullshit. Am I allowed to say that?
You can say visual bullshit, yeah.
Last time Richard played, like, just a series of really dumb Eurobeat remixes of Dad Rock, like Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne, which took us all by surprise. And I think nowadays, in the last year, like Zoom shows kind of died out in America. Like online shows, because of the pandemic, still happen, but it all moved to Twitch, which I find a little bit less, a bit more impersonal, because you only see the performer. With Zoom, I think it has that seeing your friends kind of vibe at the club, because people can choose to turn their cameras on.
Yeah.
And off, which is nice, because it's like, you can also, if you don't want to be perceived, you don't have to be.
No, you can just chill in the background and have a nice time. It's the equivalent of sort of standing at the back of the club and being in your own little space.
Yeah, exactly. And you get to, you know, you get to see your friends dance, and we have a chat that's running the whole time, and people just kind of, you know, they talk sometimes just about other stuff in the middle of the sets, which feels like real life.
It does, yeah, it does. It was very joyful to see everybody in their little bubbles having a good time. Some people had set their sort of Zoom spaces up almost like a club in their house. There was a lot of kind of like glow sticks and fairy lights going on. People had got dressed up especially for the occasion. Other people were just comfortably in their pajamas on the couch having a nice time, just listening to everything. It's a very sort of community-focused space. And I think that you're right about having it on Zoom. It's a funny platform, you know. It's a love-hate thing that we all kind of have to deal with at the moment because of the pandemic. But using it in the way that Lip Gloss does, absolutely. Just sort of is the best of that platform, I feel. Have you been to any parties in the last year that you felt have really also like got that vibe down well?
Honestly, I don't know if I've been to like a Zoom show that wasn't really fun. It's always like, you always think it's gonna be kind of awkward, but it's always such a vibe. I
personally loved tuning into some of the Club Quarantine, which I think is a Canadian group of like DJs and performers who put together like a big international Zoom party, and it kind of got to the stage where there were people like Lady Gaga showing up to the Zoom parties, and it would be kind of crazy. You'd click through all the little Zoom squares and you'd be like, hey, that's Charlie XCX and that's Lady Gaga just hanging out in the Zoom with you. It's very buzzy.
It turned into, I remember those happening at the beginning of the pandemic, and I don't think I ever made it in. It was very, like, it turned so quickly into, like, Studio 54. Yeah. Like, where you couldn't get in unless you...
Very quick. Or you suddenly, you know, knew a celebrity or something.
Yeah, unless you were Lady Gaga, basically.
Yeah. It's a pretty, you know, nice silver lining to the kind of general shitness of the pandemic, because you have these new platforms for creativity, and people are using them to the best of their ability. We've had a text from someone who says there should be a function on Zoom to pick a square to go to the virtual bathroom with. That is a hard bit to recreate with
two virtual lines with.
Yeah. Just have a virtual good time with everybody.
Yeah.
I think another one that I really enjoyed tuning into was Resident Advisor did a big Zoom festival in the kind of height of last year's pandemic, where everybody was in different rooms in a, I can't remember what the game platform was they used, but it was, they'd built
Discord maybe?
Yeah, I think it was on Discord, and they'd built different rooms for the club, and you could go and see a DJ in one room, and there was actually a virtual bathroom which you could just hang out with people in and talk with randoms from Argentina and like France. It was very cool.
I don't know if I'd be able to commit to the bit of like being drunk and opening my heart up. Like you have to, so there's a lot of, the imagination's doing a lot of the work there.
It is.
But I appreciate that.
So who is going to be performing at Lip Gloss tomorrow night?
So we have the girls, that's me and Princess Richard and DJ Mealyworm. We have DJ Snakelegs, aka Alexa Casino.
Awesome.
And we have Intersect and JHL, who is a very young, very promising hyperpop producer.
Excellent.
From Auckland.
That sounds very exciting. And who would you recommend this party to? Is it the kind of thing you think people who are feeling a little bit low at the moment or a little bit lonely might want to head along to?
I think so. That's what we got a lot of, like, in the chat, people just saying, like, I've had a really bad time this lockdown, but it's really, this has really, like, been the highlight.
Yeah.
And it's really perked my mood up. It's nice because it's one of the few times that, you know, doing not much other than making silly dance music feels like I'm serving a social good a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's important. Art and music is what really does get people through trying times. It's good escapism or heightening whatever you're sort of going through. It's definitely important.
Yeah, I saw some kind of research in New Zealand being done right now that is like, you know, appreciation for the arts is kind of at an all-time high from the pandemic, which is nice.
It is, yeah, it is. I mean, that is exactly what we do. We go home, we watch our TV shows, we read our books, we listen to music, and we join Zoom parties. It's how we get through.
That's true.
We talked to you last time we had you on the show of Baby Zinov about new music that you're making, which is also very exciting. Any updates on that? Any cool stuff you've been working on recently?
I'll be premiering some of it tomorrow night, actually.
Ooh.
But I won't reveal too much.
Keep some of those close to your chest.
Yes, and my album is mastered as of like 2 days ago, so it's
done.
That's
so exciting. Congratulations. We'll look forward
to
hearing that.
Yeah, it took 2 years, but we're good. We're getting there.
Good things do take time.
Alia,
Baby Zinov, thanks for chatting to us about lip gloss this morning. If people want to join the Zoom party, is the Facebook event the best place to go and get all the details?
Yeah, I would say so. We post a Zoom code a couple hours before it starts, just so that, there's no trolls.
Yes.
You know, planning anything, because that does happen. That at the beginning of the pandemic, people would type in random Zoom codes,
and just Zoom bombing or something, wasn't it called, when they just like appear and do dumb, awful shit.
Yeah, just walking like walking into virtual classrooms and screaming.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Fortunately, Zoom's got a little bit more sophisticated, and we've all got used to working the platform a bit better now.
Yeah. Yeah, the Facebook event, any of our Instagrams will be posting it. Baby Zionov on Instagram or Princess Richard on Instagram will usually post the Zoom codes. But yeah, there is a Facebook event.
Fantastic.
We
will link it in the podcast after the show, so if anyone wants to get there directly, we'll have that up for people. We're going to listen to Amelia with Pure Choice, which I think it's a little bit of a lower BPM than most of the tracks that end up at a lip gloss show, but it's got a similar vibe of a kind of fun remix energy, so that's what we're going for today. Hey, thank you, Alia, and we'll look forward to seeing you in person soon, but tomorrow we'll catch you in the Zoom chat.
Yep. See you there.
See you there. We'll be right back.
is a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.